This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Pope Francis released his much-anticipated encyclical on climate change today. He sided firmly with those who believe global warming is caused by human activities, and he was firmly critical of two of those activities, capitalism and consumerism. The quest for too much profit and for too much stuff, the Pope wrote, hurts the planet, thus staking out territory most economists make a point of avoiding, a moral interpretation of the economy. Marketplace's Adam Allington has that story.
This isn't the first time a major faith has put forth a moral interpretation of economic prosperity. Even within the Catholic Church, popes going all the way back to Leo XIII and the Industrial Revolution have used the encyclical to push back against the market. Thomas Rees is a Jesuit priest and senior analyst at the National Catholic Reporter.
Consistently, the popes have spoken that the marketplace is not God. It is not going to solve all of our problems.
Rees says economists tend to view their subject as value-free, a matter of the efficient allocation of scarce resources, but that the Pope feels this approach isn't addressing the needs of the poorest and weakest among us.
The realm that he deals with, the morality of life, is one that economics has struggled with. I think economics is beginning to rethink a little bit.
Maureen O'Hara is a professor of finance at Cornell University. In talking about issues like climate change and the environment in terms of values, the Pope is entering territory many economists tend to avoid.
The closest we tend to get is things are inefficient. And I think many people kind of feel that that may not tell the full story. And that's where I think the Pope is trying to blend both the pieces from the economics perspective and the moral perspective together.
O'Hara says she agrees with much of what the Pope said, but not his opposition to trading carbon credits. Cap and trade, she said, can be an effective tool for reducing pollution. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.